Yeah, so it's been announced that the McGee Task Force that was set up recently to drive forward university expansion here in Derry in the Northwest will be meeting today with the Biden's representative to the North of Ireland, Joe Kennedy III. And I believe that it's completely unacceptable, inappropriate, and a betrayal of the Palestinian people for the task force to meet with Joe Kennedy right now. As people will know, the Israeli slaughter in Gaza is only able to happen because of US weapons, US support, US political backing. And Joe Kennedy III is Biden's representative here. And the Biden broke another pledge, which was that an invasion of Rafah would be seen as a red line by his administration for support for Israel. But they have continued to back Israel despite the invasion of Rafah. And it needs to be pointed out that the meet with Joe Kennedy today in Derry to talk about the future of students and further education provision in Derry, while the apartheid Israeli regime has slaughtered thousands of students in Gaza, continues to kill students, has destroyed all of the infrastructure for education in Gaza, is just unacceptable. So Joe Kennedy III should not be welcomed to Derry today. We need to send a very strong message to the Biden administration that the people of Ireland don't back their support for Israeli war crimes, that the United States, while they're backing this, are complicit with Israel's genocidal war, and that Biden and Biden administration officials need to be held account in the same way Netanyahu and his generals are being held accountable globally and by the International Criminal Court. So that's why I'm urging no one to attend this meeting today that cares about the Palestinian people.
And I suppose on the other hand as well, it could be said that it was the American students who took the real first big stance in America that created headlines.
Absolutely. I mean, this is why it's so hypocritical, because, I mean, American students in their tens of thousands have organized encampments in solidarity with the Palestinian people, calling on their government to stop its support for the genocide. Those students have been attacked by the police. They've been imprisoned. They've been expelled from university. They've been suspended. They've been denounced by the US political establishment and sections of the media, but they have not backed down. And for Joe Kennedy to come here today to Derry and to be welcomed, and for the red carpet to be rolled out for him while his administration kills students in Gaza, batters students in America for opposing US government policy in Gaza, to talk about the future of students in Derry, it doesn't make any sense. It's hypocritical. And I don't understand why the task force of representatives thought that it would be appropriate today to do this. I think it sends the wrong message to the US government. It's also not in tune with what the people of Derry actually think. The Derry City and Strabane Council has actually written to Joe Kennedy III, calling on him to back a complete halt of US weapons going to Israel. We've written to Joe Kennedy to back the call to end all US support, financial, economic, political, for the Israeli war machine. He has refused to respond. And I just think that Kennedy himself is very clearly a big supporter of the genocide. He has campaigned for the criminalization of Palestine solidarity in the United States. And it's unacceptable for him to be welcomed in today to talk about the future of students in Derry while they are slaughtering students in Gaza.